We're learning the laws of Shechianu, which can be found in Siman Reish Chaf Hey. As an introduction to the laws of Shechianu, there's actually three different types, times, instances when a Shechianu is recited. First of all, in the situation in which it's connected to a Yom Tov or Moed, which is a special time, specific festival. A second time, Shechianu is recited is on Peros HaMischadoshim, Mishana Shana, new fruits. And the third time, the Shechianu is al kelim ubagadim chadashim, on new garments or something of value, as well as re'isa pnei chavero, which is really the beginning of the siman, when a person sees their friend that after a certain amount of time, who haven't seen each other, another Shechianu is said. So the Piskei Tshuvos tells us the difference between these three Shechianus, that when it comes to the first Shechianu of a Yom Tov or a Moed, that is not something which is reshus, but rather that's a choyim. That's something which one has to say, as opposed to the other two, on a fruit, or a person has a garment or whatnot. In that situation, the obligation is not as strong. Another difference between these three, focusing on number two and number three, is that when it comes to a fruit, afal pi she'in margish kol kach simchas aleiv me'apri hachadash. Even though you don't really care so much about this new fruit, like we often find on Rosh Hashanah, you have this new fruit that you haven't had all year, and you know why it's not so popular, because it usually doesn't taste that good. But nonetheless, a Shechianu could be recited. You know, you're really saying the Shechianu also on the Yom Tov, which is the whole reason why we have that fruit on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Inkin, Sug Gimel, Bircha Shechianu, Sheishnu B'yad Kol Echad V'Echad, L'Chadish Kelim B'Gadim, B'Chole Sheirtze, a person can have these clothes whenever they wish. The person really has to assess how much joy does this garment, this shirt, these shoes, this suit, whatever it may be, or as well as seeing a person in which you haven't seen. If in fact you have a tremendous simchas aleiv by seeing this person, then a Shechianu is made. And therefore, l'chein rabbi makilim b'zeh, ki choshim shem ein dai simchas aleiv b'chdei levarach Shechianu. Because we're not so sure whether or not the simcha is great enough, because we're not so sure about that, when you see someone, it's questionable whether a Shechianu should be recited. So, before we see the Sif Aleph, he brings down that even though there is a time in which you may be a suffix, you're not sure, certainly if it's, for example, on a Leil Yom Tov, in which a person would be making in the Kiddush a Shechianu anyway, certainly one can also have mind for a fruit as well as a new garment, in which perhaps I have a new garment, maybe I wouldn't really say Shechianu on it anyway, but if you wear it on the night of the Yom Tov in which the Shechianu Bracha said, you should have that in mind so as to cover all bases. And he also brings down the Nusach of this Bracha, and he says as follows. The Piskei Tshuvos tells us the Shechianu means that we're thanking Hashem al shenosal nu l'chaim, gashmoyim, that we're referring to our physical lives, that we're thankful that we have this, that we're physically alive at this point to perform this mitzvah, this Yom Tov, or to enjoy this fruit, or to have this encounter with another person. Shechianu b'kiyumanu, he says, has to do with the kiyum haruchani, has to do with not our physical lives, but our spiritual selves. And then finally, higiyanu is the kaim hamitzvah v'shleimus v'hidur, that when we are able to fulfill this mitzvah in its completeness and in the most beautiful fashion. So let's just see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Haroes chavero, a person sees his friend who has not seen him for achar shloshim yom, for 30 days, omer shehachyon. The bracha of Shechianu is recited. The Mishnah Berurah says it makes no difference if it's a man or a woman. The Shechianu bracha is still recited. Now, when it says Shloshim Yom, it's Maria Rishona. It has to be from the first time that you saw them. It can't be you saw them and then the next day you remember, you know, I haven't seen that person for 30 days. That's already you lost that opportunity. And then the Mechaber says, V'yachar Shneim Aser Chodesh. Let's say you didn't see your friend, some friend, for 12 months. Mivarech Mechayim Esim. You say Mechayim Esim to this person. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it comes to all these brachos, Shachianu as well as Mechai Mason, b'chol eilu habrachos hu b'shem ha-malchus. We don't just say Baruch Mechai Mason, we actually say Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Mechai Mason to your friend. B'hu shechamev olam harbe v'sameach b'riyah. So, the Mechaber concludes and says that it has to be that he's chabiv olav, someone that you care about, that you love, that you have a connection to, and you're sameach, you're happy genuinely upon seeing him. The question is, what is this inyan? What's this idea of Mechai Mason? Very strange, a mundane thing. You haven't seen someone for a year, and all of a sudden you say Mechai Mason. So the Mishnah Berurah actually, which sometimes does not give us the tamei haminhagim, the reason for why we do this, does so in this case. He says that if you did not see your friend for 12 full months, you did not make a shachianu, you only make a Mechai Mason. But tam bracha zera, the reason for this bracha, he quotes the Chidushia Gados. He says, Lafi shebechol shana ha'adam nidon rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim, im amaves imachayim. As we know in the Sana Tokef, are we going to be living next year? What will our future be? It's uncertain. V'imro ehu acha rosh hashanah v'yom kippurim zeh. So if it happens to be that you saw your friend, let's say right after Yom Kippur, you saw him sometime in Sukkot time, and then a year goes by, and another Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur goes by, and all of a sudden you see him, by him standing and breathing in front of you, is pretty clear as to what the outcome was for that past year, obviously. He lived. V'yalkein Omar Baruch Mechai Mason. Therefore, you say that bracha shenitzel medin misa b'rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. That you're saying that this person was spared and was given granted another year, which I wasn't sure if he was necessarily going to be chayim or mavis. I didn't know what it would be. But now that the year went by, it's clear that in fact he lived. Therefore, the bracha Mechai Mason is said. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us as follows. He says, "Vezek bar kama doros, many generations." Because you can say, "Well, maybe you haven't seen your friend in a year. You happened to chance upon them in Israel or some reunion." So, is everyone making a Mechai Mason? So he says that the gedoli hadoros, the great people, the generation. He quotes as well of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach as one. She'en anu nohagim beberchos eilu. We do not say these types of brachos at all. And the quote of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is Shizmanenu, enu hagim lavorech al rios pnei chaver. If you see your friend, we do not say the bracha of Mechai HaMeisen. She'enu hagim klal lavorech ve'afilu loro es chaver hachamim b'lobi yoser. Let's say you didn't see him for 5-10 years and you cared about the person, you loved them so much, and now you finally have the opportunity to say it, and in your heart you feel so good and so happy. Nonetheless, the bracha is not said. We also don't even say the shachianu. There are numerous reasons. He says instead, when you see somebody, you say shalom aleichem. So that's obviously not the bracha, but at least with enthusiasm and thanking Hashem that this person is here to be able to have this encounter, that you're able to have this encounter with. Very interesting reason brought down the Piskei Tshuvos why the bracha Mechai Mason is not said, and shows the sensitivity that Chazal has. It says that they feel kishura chavero, asher be'emes chavev alav. You really love this person. Then bebracha shum yishum chanufa. The reason why you're saying is not to flatter them, and you don't really care about them. You really do care about them, so why can't you say the bracha? You call malchim mishamul plug. We do not want to make any distinctions. Ein lahamin haminhag pidin mahalach ki acherim asher am kolkach bechavivos viadidos im asheni is baishu shul yavarech viratz laharos ki gam him shleimim him im chavrehem viadidos bechavivos harbe viyavarchu shulo betzedek. He says, what ended up happening? Very interesting. So there's two people that I haven't seen. They both come up to me. And the first one, I'm so thrilled because I really care about the guy. The second guy, not so much. So the first person I say, Baruch Adar Hashem, Okei Melech Olam, Mechai Mason. And then the second person comes up to me and he says, no, let me answer main to the bracha. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think I can say this bracha to you, but I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that and embarrass him. So therefore, I'll end up saying this bracha Mechai Mason, and it'll end up being a bracha latala because I didn't really have that feeling. So that's how he brings down the reason why we did not say the bracha Mechai Mason, even if it is someone who is chaviv to you. However, he does bring down, of course, as we said, and this is how we'll conclude, that in the event that you are encountering a person, and you know you're going to encounter them. He says, "Yochel kachas pri chadash uveshah shenifkash abrishona im chavero uvarech al pri v'lifte bebracha zu gam es rias pnei chavero." So if you know you're going to see your friend, you don't say the bracha of shechyanu even. However, if I know that I'm going to see you and I haven't seen you for a month, so I say, well, 1 second, don't open up the door yet, you're ringing the bell, let me go and get some fruit that I haven't had, and now that I have my fruit, okay, now you can come in, and now I can say the Shechianu, I'm making the Shechianu on the fruit, and also on you, and therefore I'll be covering myself on all bases.